Hello and welcome back to the Bring Mitt podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
There he is.
That was poor timing.
We'll be doing some homework this week. And legwork wise, it's not the most lengthy homework we've ever done, but it's probably been the most difficult because we've been watching loads and loads of saw traps. Tom actually covered almost everything from what I've heard from him down the pub. But me and Rory did up to about saw 4/3 before we just couldn't do any more because it actually just was, it was like torture to watch, actually. It was genuinely like taking a lot out of me watching about 10 traps per film. So, because we wanted to see, first of all, which ones we'd survive, which ones kind of hurt us the most to watch. And I think the other category was something like the hardest to survive or something like that.
Yeah, like impossible and which ones we think we could get out of.
I guess, yeah. Basically, we're just assessing all of the traps. And I think the early films probably have the most iconic ones, perhaps. But I think the best way to start is the ones we think we'd... the worst ones, the worst ways to die. The worst ones in terms of if you could avoid, if you could have a spinning wheel saying you're going to die by all of these, but you can remove three, basically.
Okay,
I've got a rogue one for this from Saw 2, which I stumbled across. It's the razor box one. I don't know if you remember that.
Well, the one where she
puts her hands in.
Where she reaches in and the only way to get out is when you pull it down. That would just be my worst nightmare, being stuck there like that. I think it was the way the razors were arranged around her wrist as well.
Yeah.
I know there's more gruesome ones, but that was just horrible to me.
Do you reckon that's the worst way to die? One of the worst ways to die out of all of them to put together?
I think it's just the lack of hope from it. It's the way that you pull it down, and if you pull it down, there's no way to get out. That one, there's like most traps, you have like there's a way of getting out from it. Like they'll give you a way out from it. That one, she puts her hands in and just dies.
She would have been fine if she didn't put both hands in, because if she didn't put both hands in, she can push up the blades because it's like a mechanism where you can push them up, and then when you lift them down, they go on each other. So if she had her other hand free, she could have pushed it up and got her other one out.
It's just occurred to me
that is true.
It's good that we described that because people are not going to remember all of them like we are because we've just watched them. I mean, I had way more. I only had two in the end, but I've obviously like there's definitely some that could join them. I'd probably agree with a lot of yours, for instance. The furnace, just logistically, like the furnace
burning
is
alive.
Logically, that's meant to be the most painful way to die, isn't it? Like, fire, like taking over all your nerve endings, like that's the worst way to die, probably. And it was slow as well, like he's slowly sort of coming in towards him. There was enough hope that it would have been that much worse, probably. That was my big candidate.
Tom,
well, I don't want to take the other one because I know which your other one will be. In mine. I haven't been thinking about them in which ones are the worst ways to die, more of which ones are the most difficult to get out of.
We've got that as well.
All right. One that I honestly, I think the like bog standard reverse bear trap, I would hate that one.
You might not die. Oh, well, no, you would.
You
actually
would the way.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, up, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I've just remembered. There was only one that I saw them actually work properly.
Yeah.
Because most of the time they actually managed to get it off, including Hoffman, who did like a clever thing where he kept it between the bars and it snapped open, but only partially.
Yeah.
So I only saw it work once properly, and that was pretty bad.
The main thing it's like that with a lot of them, but the main thing I would hate with that one is like the 60-second timer and just knowing.
Yeah.
Especially with like the one it finally works on, the fact that he waits there and waits for her to die, just knowing that there's nothing you can do, and that would the panic would do it, and then the death would be awful, and it would be pretty quick, I guess. So that one's all right, but I hate the idea of it being ripped open.
It depends. Do you think like the panic of knowing you're going to die is worse than the pain of dying. So, like, say 60 seconds of literal suffering. Surely that's worse than panic that you're going to suffer.
Depends on...
Because I know we can relate, as people, we can relate more to the feeling of dread than we can the feeling of torture. And so that's why maybe we're a bit complacent about we can relate to panic and anxiety.
Yeah.
That'll depend on how long the trap is taking to kill you, though.
Yeah.
Like some of them would be quite swift.
A lot of them were like well over 60 seconds of pain.
If you got ripped open with a bear trap like that, I think it'd be quite quick.
There was one in Saw 4? The one where there was the guy who was like the sexual offender and he stabbed his eye out. Like, he had to stab his eye out to save himself. And then he like messed up and so he just got like his limb pulled off. So he stabbed his eye out and then all his limbs
pulled off.
So that's at least 60 seconds of actual torture. and there was also another 30 seconds before that where he's like, I'm going to put you in here.
I'm going to put you in it.
The
other one I had that was a big one was the angel trap from Saw 3. I think would be the worst way to die. I don't know if that was the one you were going to bring up.
That's horrible.
That was, although the acid, the acid, mate.
But that's like
the acid part,
The acid and the actual ribs coming open. Imagine the crack of that would be horrendous. Would you just die straight away from that?
Yeah, the shock. It's just your ribs would be enough, surely. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough about this.
Depends on the person.
I should have invited someone who knows like about this sort of stuff.
A lot of the worst traps. It's more the way you get out of them that's worse than the actual death. Like the one where he has the nail mask on, where it's going to collapse, but he has to cut through his eye to get the key behind it. That's worse than probably
I've got that for another one later on.
Yeah, that's worse than death.
But then that comes down to his whole philosophy. Is it more worth it to you to survive if you had to do that? I don't know what I'd do. That's the great thing is I never have to find out, probably.
Yeah.
I do remember I do remember watching Saw X and it was my first experience of a full Saw film thinking, like, I will be basically doing everything I do that's like slightly moral. I'll be looking behind, like
John Kramer.
Hoping that he just hasn't noticed.
Well, Henry, in the first Saw film, one of them gets put in a trap because he pretended to be ill and skipped work one day.
So. Oh yeah, I noticed something about that. People talking about like how the old Saw films used to be like if you were kind of a loser, you'd get put in a trap.
Yeah, and now they later on murdered three people and a child.
Yeah, they started putting in like actual horrible people near the later Saw films. But like the earliest ones were just like, you don't appreciate life because you're a drug. You like drugs, which means you don't appreciate life. So you're suffering. And that's the only one. That's like one of the only ones that works as well because it recruits Amanda.
And also in the first one, someone tries to kill themselves and he's like, clearly you don't appreciate life. So let's see if you really want to.
Yeah.
Puts them in like a cage with barbed wire everywhere.
To be fair. I don't, all people that commit suicide, like, isn't the whole thing, like, I feel like we should do a warning about this, about Samaritans or something. I don't know the number off by heart, though. It's one of those things you're not supposed to talk about.
I can look it up.
The huge trigger warning. I'm going to put a trigger warning in the bio because I think people get quite upset hearing about this sort of stuff. But
I mean, just this whole episode in general.
I know, but yeah, I suppose so, but in general. But, like, the whole, like, apparently people always regret it. Like,
the Samaritans. The Samaritan's number is 116123. I don't know.
You're like replying like 2 seconds after I finished, going, all right.
Eric.
Anyway.
Well, no, you kept talking. Okay, I think I am lagging.
Yeah, you're lagging. Can you leave and me and Tom will talk and then just come back? Anyway, Tom, let's keep talking.
Mate.
Oh, shit. What was I going to say? We're always really flipped the rhythm. So the other one. I'll wait for Rory to say that. Yeah, he's really ruined our rhythm, hasn't he? Because I was going to mention that my third one.
He's dreadful, that man.
Yeah. But, Yeah, so apparently, like, people always... I think that does kind of work, because people apparently are supposed to always regret... Once they're in the situation where they're like, okay, it's done now, they always regret it. Like, because the will to survive in the human body is far too strong.
I mean...
Even when you're suicidal, apparently.
My point, really, was the fact that, again, it's not something...
It's ironic.
It's not something that the man deserved to die for. Or at least be put in that situation for.
The barbed wire one, is that the same one where he had to push himself out of a bunch of knives?
No.
That was another one,
That's
though.
A different one. That one was pretty awful.
Yeah, because he kept messing up, and so he got new cuts every single time. He kept going back, and so he had to push himself back in. So he got new cuts every time. God. The barbed wire looked like it sucked, though. Basically, Rory, he lunged into John Kramer... And he just moved to the side and he fell into just barbed wire and was just tangled up in it.
I'm thinking of a different barbed wire one. I'm thinking of the one from the first film.
Yeah, that's the one I've seen where he has to push his way out to try and leap and win his freedom.
That was the first film, yeah. I know that that one as well. But they shot that a lot less, they shot that more cleverly in a way.
And that's what
you get a full sense of what he was going through.
That's what I appreciate about the first film is that it feels more of like a genuine, like, sort of thriller mystery rather than what the films later turn into where it's all about, oh, what's this next trap going to be?
You can kind of believe that he built the foot. Like, in the first film, you can kind of believe it a bit more.
Yeah.
But towards the later films, you're like, yeah, no, he definitely has, like, a crew of 4 or 5 people.
Yeah.
Like, helping him with all these engineering marvelous pieces. Yeah, like, oh my god, the end of Saw 1 was so good. And I kind of like know the ending, but it was so well edited and stuff. Proper horror movie, that one.
Yeah.
I said I'm rated on Letterboxd. I know it's not really the point of what we're doing. We're talking about Saw traps and Weird Survive and stuff. Okay, yeah, so the other one I've got is the rat trap in Saw 3, which I think that covers your jurisdiction, Rory, doesn't it?
The rack trap.
The rack is the one where it was the guy who killed the.
Yeah, that was my other worst way to die.
That was the worst thing I'd ever seen, and I almost stopped right there. But then I was like, I can't stop after 3 films.
Oh yeah,
that was. I was talking to my sister about it earlier because she went and saw in the cinema, and that was the one trap she remembered from all of the films she'd seen as the most disgusting thing out of all of them.
And that's probably one of the ones they actually probably did in Medieval Times. That's probably that sort of thing they did.
I thought you meant in the film, and I was like, what?
It was shot so well. It was shot so practically. Like, you could just tell they did most of the things practically. Like,
I think none of these films have the budget to do them any other way.
Yeah. The way they fully twisted the arms. So basically, he was laid down on this metal contraption and slowly his arms just twisted.
Arms and legs and neck.
Yeah, until his bones came out. And then they did... As soon as the ankle started, I was like, stop it.
What was the... how was he meant to get out? How were they getting him out? I can't remember.
That might have been one of Amanda's ones that were impossible to get out of.
That guy was the drunk driver that...
Oh, yes.
The guy's son, and he had to get the key, which was in like a box with a shotgun. And when he pulled to get the key, the shotgun would fire. So he basically had to get it and sacrifice his arm from getting shot from the shotgun to get the key to get the guy out of it.
Yeah.
It was like, will you sacrifice your arm to save the man who killed your son?
But then
I would.
He got the key, though, and there was nowhere to unlock.
I think there was a key to stop it, basically.
He got the key, that
wasn't one of the rigged ones. I think he got the key when it was too late, which is basically...
So you're searching and you can't find anything.
It's like 90% of those films is they do it just when it's too late.
And also, the way he did it, he didn't even sacrifice his arm. He sacrificed the guy behind him, which I don't understand how that even works.
lawyer.
Has anyone else got any big nominees for the worst ones?
There's one with Chester Bennington in it. I think it's like Saw 6 or something. So they get the singer of Linkin Park because I guess he just wanted to do one. That one's quite bad because it's like a group thing. There's 4 of them. he's in a car with his skin glued to the seat. And if he doesn't rip his skin off to pull a lever at the front of the car, a chain reaction happens where the car will start going, fall down off its like lift up thing, crush a woman's head underneath the car, start driving forward, rip a man's jaw out and all of his limbs, and then drive into a man against a wall, and then Chester flew out of the window and also died.
Most of those sound pretty instantaneous.
Quite awful. Yeah,
it's just convoluted, awful, isn't it? Convoluted. Yeah.
I guarantee you they only put that one in there because it doesn't service the plot. It's just like one of those random ones. They only put it in there because Chester Bennington was just like, I want to be in a Saw film.
Kill me.
I'm going to add one where they injected acid into a guy's stomach until...
Oh, yeah, that one was bad.
That was not part of the ones that I looked through. I think it was just an extra one that I came across, which I'd seen before.
The one who does that as well is Roderick from Die of a Wimpy Kid.
Mm.
Yeah. He's the one who presses the button to do it.
Actually, one that relates to your anxiety thing, Tom, is the one with the... No, I haven't... Again, this was not part of the four films I watched. Mm. It's just one I remember. And it was the one where... It was the breathing trap.
Oh, yeah, I've got that down.
Hate that one. Because the idea of, like, that moment of relief where you have a deep breath, that is prohibited. Yeah. You cannot do that.
Yeah.
Because if you... Roy, do you know what we're talking about?
No, I'm looking it up at the moment. Karen's talking.
So basically the way it works is if you breathe, something comes in to slowly crush your clamps.
Oh!
And it's basically two people against each other, and one of them dies.
Whoever dies first,
the other one gets out.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to not breathe or breathe as little as possible.
Jesus.
Because every time you breathe...
And one of them was a smoker as well, like an obese smoker.
Oh, God.
And he was just like... But the thing is, like, they were doing this thing where they were, like, working together, like, don't do it, don't do it. It's like, come on. Yeah. Breathe, do it.
Before we move on, I've actually got another one that I think is one of the worst ones.
Okay.
I think it's in 6 or 7 or something, but Hoffman... I think it's 6. Hoffman, you were talking about. At the end of it, he's, like, trying to capture this person, and... The detective or policeman goes into a room and there's like this glass coffin.
Yeah.
I'll explain it for Rory anyway. There's this glass coffin and there's a note saying, get in here. And he's like, I'm not doing that. Obviously, I'm not doing that. And then Hoffman comes in and they like have this little tussle. And then the guy throws Hoffman into the glass coffin and then it closes. And then the door locks and then the coffin goes into the ground. Obviously, it was all a plan because everything's always a plan in these films. And then the walls slowly start coming in and, like, he basically gets crushed as they slowly come in. I would hate that. I think I would hate that the most.
Actually, I think a lot of the ones in Saw X actually do make the cut. I just don't think they were as creative.
Mm.
They were just more gruesome. Like, the first one, the one where she sawed her leg off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the willpower to do that and then to have your head cut off anyway. Like, that's
just... so unfair that the blood didn't go down in time. That actually annoyed me in the cinema.
Yeah.
Mm.
The brain one was quite bad as well, because he wasn't even close as well. So he had that moment where he's like, yeah, I just drilled a hole in my head, picked some of my brain out, and I'm never making this. That must be pretty bad.
Yeah. There's so many awful ones. Like, there's one where they have to, basically, it's two people against each other, and they have to cut off as much of their, like, body as they can to tip a scale, and whichever one of them has more weight on their scale survives.
Oh, I've seen that. I don't think you'd survive that, though, wouldn't you?
I mean, you wouldn't easily survive it.
I mean, compared to the others.
I mean... You'd have to, if that, I mean, I don't know about that. I don't think it's any easier than
the bone marrow one was a lot worse.
Yeah.
Like injecting a thing, like a little petrol thing.
Mm.
Bone marrow would just be like, right, hopefully enough bone marrow comes out of my leg in time.
Mm.
It's
painful getting bone marrow out as well.
I've heard that. I don't know.
Like when they do like spinal things where they go into your spinal cord and get bone marrow out, that's supposed to be like one of the most painful things.
According to
the doctor's shows I've watched.
Why don't they just put you under an anesthetic if that happened?
I don't know.
That was one of my first experiences, by the way, of seeing what bone marrow actually looked like, even though it's not real. I imagine it was based on real.
I thought you were saying bone marrow isn't, and I was like...
No. Isn't bone marrow, like, brown? Is it brown?
I don't know. The only bone marrow in the film. The only bone marrow I've seen is in cooking TikToks where they cook with bone marrow, but I think that's brown in that because it's like dead.
Well, I was thinking it was brown because I've accidentally broken. Well, not accidentally. It wasn't really. I was eating a chicken leg before, and it came open, and there's brown stuff inside. So I assumed that was.
I don't think chickens have bone marrow because they're birds, and birds have hollow bones.
But then, why is there brown stuff inside the leg?
I don't know. But
riddle me that.
All
Tom.
I know is birds have hollow bones.
Riddle me that, Tom.
Some of them. Most birds have hollow bones. I don't know if chickens are them, but birds don't have bone marrow. At least most of them don't. Unless they do, I don't know.
I only actually ended up writing down one. I would absolutely never survive.
I've got three.
Let's just rip through them though, because we've been. On
I've got four that I would never survive.
I think the clickbait title will be ones that we would survive. So let's do the ones we wouldn't survive quite quickly. Okay. I think the angel trap obviously was never happening.
Yeah, it's rigged.
Yeah, because you could literally couldn't take him off a rib cage.
Yeah, because the key doesn't work. That one is literally rigged.
To the pink. Of course, she literally put her arms up before it happened. Yeah. You're like, well, there's nothing going to happen here.
The only three I've got that are impossible are all rigged ones. So
have you got one that's like not rigged, that is just
impossible?
Mine aren't rigged. I just don't think I could do them. That was the main thing that I went across with it.
That's fair.
I've got a couple that as well that I don't think I could do. Two we've mentioned already.
Do them. Riff them off.
So the breathing one, I don't think I would be able to do that.
Against someone else, though? Do you think you'd be worse?
It depends who it was. Like, what if it's Mo Farah?
We wouldn't be.
Or if it's Wim Hof, then you'd be fucked.
Imagine they just walk on water over him as well, gave him superpowers.
The cut in my eye one, again, I don't think I'd be able to do that just because I don't think I'd be able to cut through my eye.
Yeah, I had that as well.
And in the first one, this is more just because I think it's overkill. Like in the first one, there's this guy that he injects with poison, puts him in a really dark room, has loads of numbers all over the room. He has to find the code on it. The floor is covered with broken glass. And he's also, the only light he has is a candle, and he's got flammable gel.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's overkill.
I was like, bloody hell.
So, like, I don't know the poison's enough. Just give the poison. You need to get the code before the poison kills you. You don't need to have the glass and the flammable gel.
It's more hard. Like skill wise, like more than like having the willpower to cut yourself open. It was just like, whoa, like, God, you better be like high IQ, good dexterity for that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's so much to it. He's just like, he's like, I've got three ideas for traps, but I don't have enough people, so I'm going to put all of them together.
Okay. Rory, what were your other two?
My other ones, I have the classroom trap in Saw 3.
Oh, yeah, that's another rigged one.
So he's in a classroom and he's got chains on all different parts of his body attached to his skin.
I'll let you know why it's rigged after.
Well, it's more the fact that there's no way if I had these chains through my mouth, through my ankles, all the way up my body, even if I did some of them to rip out, I'm not ripping the middle of my mouth open.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't, because you wouldn't get out anyway.
You'd probably die from blood loss as well.
But like, I don't know if you would.
Also, the reason that one's rigged is because in the scene where the police find him, the only way they get into the room is with a giant chainsaw opening the door that's been like welded shut.
Or maybe they weld it shut at the end.
What, they kill him and then weld the door shut?
Well, no, but like maybe that's how they kill him. Wait, how do they kill him?
There's a nail bomb.
Oh,
He has. They're like, rip all of this out and then stop the nail bomb or leave before the nail bomb goes off.
Okay.
But obviously, he's not ripping one out of his jaw.
Yeah.
And then the nail bomb goes off.
What was your last one there, Rory?
To be fair, it was the brain trap from Saw X, which you've already talked about. I couldn't cut my head open and then pull a bit of my brain out. I feel like the shock from that would kill you, would it not? Digging around in your brain.
Is it weirdly not the most painful bit, the actual touching of the brain? Like, isn't that a weird thing?
I have no idea.
I don't know. But
I think it might be. I'm not sure. But I don't want to sound like an idiot.
Would it not send you all like it make you confused, ripping a bit of your brain out, like your neural pathways?
Well, he said before that
he said like people have lost half of their brain, and if anything, their thought processing has improved. But again, I don't know how true that is.
And is that instantaneous as well? Is that not just something that will happen over time?
Yeah, he takes a bit out and he just starts doing math.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't need that bit.
Imagine if he just got so, oh shit, I know my times table suddenly. Yeah. Like, just got distracted.
That was the bit with all the irrelevant FIFA names that he had in his head that he pulled out. There's all this other information coming back in.
Right, nice.
The last one I have, which is another rigged one,
yeah.
I think it's in 6 or 7 again, is there's a guy lying on a table with a giant, like, swing, which is like a massive saw swinging down and lowering towards
him. I remember that.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
And they're like, you have to crush your hands in these vices to get out.
That was the opening, wasn't it?
Yeah, he crushes his hands in the vices. He does exactly what he wants, and then it's like, oh, you're not getting out of this one anyway. So that's one that's rigged, so it's impossible.
Right, to the clickbait. What do you think you'd survive? I've got 3 for this one, because I remember thinking it was quite prevalent.
I've got an embarrassing amount on here. Like, I'm way too confident.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I'll riff through, me and Rory can riff through our ones, because they'll probably be the most obvious.
Yeah.
You watched a video, didn't you? First of all, I've got this in Saw 2 when they open the door.
The shotgun.
Yeah.
Like, just when the note says, don't use this key or don't open the door. And he's like, I'm fucking opening this.
I can kind of understand why you'd be like, because you don't know this guy. Amanda does, no one else does. But at the same time, I feel like, don't peer through the eye hole. I don't know. It's just unlikely. Even if I don't know what's going on, it's just unlikely I die.
Yeah.
That's like that Simpsons scene where there's the big thing saying, don't push this big red button, and Homer does it straight away after.
If I was in this situation, I would be the most cautious man alive.
Yeah.
Like, the most cautious.
Also in Saw 2, it's the razor box, because I just, wouldn't put my hand in, because I'm not really that keen on heroin.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That would not entice me.
Not that keen. No. You're partial, but you're not keen.
You say not that keen on heroin.
And even if I mess up...
That's not what's in the box.
It's serum to cure.
They've been like poisoned and they're slowly dying, and they have serums around the house.
I thought it was heroin. No, because she was an addict, wouldn't she?
Just catting. She's like, fuck it, the razors won't do anything.
She might be, but the whole thing is like, it's serum to save their lives.
I think, once you see the first metal thing, you go up, you're like, oh, that was. God, that was clever. That's clever. Well done, Jigsaw. And then fair, you just splay your hand to open it back up again.
That's also why she does it in the film, is because the poison gas or whatever that's being put into the house is like making them slower and basically affecting their thinking.
Right.
So I'm fairly sure that's why she doesn't think twice to put both her hands in.
Kind of harsh.
Yeah, it is.
I think the lack of clarity in your thinking kind of ruins the point. That's probably why the later Saw films did... probably not quite have the same philosophical effect. And the last one I had is the hair trap, because, well, I mean, first of all, I think my hair's not that long, so there's no real central point where it gets on my hair. I think that was the main one. I think the other thing is it probably just isn't killing me. Even if I did have long hair, I think that just doesn't kill you, does it? You'd probably lose quite a lot of blood.
Yeah.
But you'd get to a hospital well in time, I think.
Mm.
It does look like it would suck, but, you know. Yeah, anyway, that's my 3, Rory.
You've gone a lot more logical on yours than mine. Mine have just been like...
I'm talking about why we feel like we should survive. I feel like that's the only way.
I know, I just haven't been really. Mine's more been like, I have enough willpower to do this. So I've picked three at random. I've got one of the reverse bear traps in Saw 1. You know the one where she has to stab the guy and get the thing out of his stomach? I think I could do that.
I've also put that one.
Especially because she thinks he's dead. Yeah, if I thought he was dead, I could do it, I think. Yeah. If it meant my life was on the line.
But she didn't think he was dead, because he woke up.
But was she looking at him?
I think
she does think he's dead, because the tape says you need to get the key from the dead man
Yeah.
Yeah, but then she sees him open his eyes and go...
Well, if my hand was already in his stomach, I'm taking
No, this was like no, this was before. That was why it was meant to be like a big shock twist. What but we even, watched that video afterwards. Anyway.
Even at that point.
I think I could do it.
Yeah. Also, by the way, the first time I watched that, I thought Jigsaw said soulmate.
Oh, soulmate, yeah.
Yeah, I thought she said your dead soulmate is right over there. And I was like, oh, that's really harsh. Making it dig through the soulmate's stomach. And then when he's like soulmate, I was like, I don't know, you big rip
very,
shit.
Very romantic way to say it as well, rather than like husband or whatever.
He's theatrical, isn't he?
He is, I suppose.
Yeah, carry on, continue.
The other one I had, you're going to think that I couldn't do this, but the radiation trap in Saw X where she whacks her hand.
I'd survive that.
I think I'd survive that because I'd have it in my head that I would just whack the shit out of my limbs. I wouldn't care.
I still think that whole thing's stupid because her foot's attached to the floor and she goes to do her foot first and the other one's like, no, do your hand first. You'll swing out the way. If she does her hand first, she'll fall to the floor. If she does her foot first, she's still in the air. I still think that's stupid.
Yeah, that was dumb. I didn't even really think about that.
I wouldn't listen to her. I'd be like, no, I'm doing my hand first, you idiot. I'll fall to the floor.
She was a cow as well, that woman. Yeah. She was awful. She seemed like she cared about them all and saving them at the start, but then she flipped on them in an instant.
Honestly, I actually think that was bad writing. I think you should know who your characters are rather than just flipping the switch and there's suddenly, oh, she's evil. Yeah. I didn't realise. Mm. She was just pretending to be nice to them because that would serve her in some way. Yeah, just silly. Like you could tell she genuinely wanted them to survive, and then the writer was like,
actually, she doesn't.
But she's evil. Yeah, I can see. Anyway, so that was all yours?
I got one more. My other one was the finger trap in Saw X, which was just a vision, and he didn't actually do it. But I think I could do that.
You beat yourself because... the vision.
Oh, God, I thought I'd turned off my phone there. I survived the vision, but what I'm saying is, you know the finger trap where he has to turn out to five and he does it slowly? I do it all at once.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. You just all at the same time.
Absolutely zoom through it. The pain's probably awful and you might have a shit hand for the rest of your life, but fuck it, you're surviving.
Doing it one by one is just worse. It's so much worse.
It's idiotic.
Unless you could only do it one by one, unless it was like one of those things.
Did not make that clear.
Yeah, they didn't say that.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Right, Tom, you watched a bunch that disproved everything, basically. Okay. Do you want to do the highlights rather than all of them?
It's all right, cause some of these you've said already, like the gun through the peephole one you've said already, the bear trap in the first one we've said already. There's one... It's the same one as like the guy when he twists his arms, not that film, but when he saves the judge and it's like, to save this judge, you need to burn your son's toys. I could do that easy. I don't care. Again, it's not my son. I don't have a dead son, but still. Yeah.
I feel like if I had a dead son, I wouldn't give a shit. That's kind of how I feel too.
There's one in Jigsaw, which is the eighth one, where... It's meant to be beaten, basically. They're chained to these things and they're getting slowly dragged to the saws. And basically he says, spill a bit of blood, it doesn't matter how much, and you'll get out of this one. So, yeah, I do that. Put my finger to the saw. Sorted. Yeah. That one's done. The furnace one, I don't know if I'd still believe this, but in the video I watched, he talks about how in the furnace there is a literal valve that he tries to go to.
Yeah, there is. The flames are in front of it, aren't they?
I'd just do it. I'd just put my hand through and turn the valve. I don't care.
I find it weird. It's either burn
my hand a little bit and turn the valve, or burn everywhere and die. I'd do it.
They really built up that scene quite well, by the way. The fact they made him like someone who was like kind of immune to pain. And then they showed basically scaled up how like him being in massive amounts of pain. But yeah, go.
This next one is more of like a stupidity in writing, really. There's one where there's five people attached to like a saw thing, and they have to, when one of them goes forward, the rest of them get pulled back. And they have to go, the idea is that they go one by one to get a key to unlock their thing before time runs out, because when time runs out, all of their like chains get pulled backwards and it decapitates them. They're stupid because they're doing this one by one. One of them gets their key, which is in a glass box, and then unlocks their thing. And then the next one goes, where they could have just had one person go to the front, get the key, and then break all of the other boxes and give everyone their key. That's just bad filmmaking and bad writing that they didn't really think it through. There's one that I think you're going to judge me for. In like six, he's in like this head tank thing and it's getting filled with water. And the way he survives is he has a pen in his pocket and he stabs it through his... Yeah, he gives himself a tracheotomy so he can breathe through it. I don't think I could do that, but I believe in myself that I could drink the water as it's filling up. It's
That's a lot of water.
It is, but I have...
Also, don't they just keep filling it? Wouldn't they just keep...
There's like two like things that are like filled with water that are going into it. They're what, not like it's not like an endless supply of water.
What, like the 10-pint bottles?
I don't know the measurements.
Yeah, I'm judging you for that.
You may well do, but I drink an awful lot of water.
I mean, that speed, though, you'd probably throw it up again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that would suck more.
Maybe. Probably. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Julia, I can't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure they were pretty, like, a lot. That was a lot of water. They wouldn't just make it like an amount you can drink in a day.
Well.
imagine if they literally used the bottles, like, where it's like, keep going.
I still think I could survive it, even if I don't take that course. Because there's a few ways around it, I think. And my
Tom
last
is hard
one
as nails.
Yeah, that's speaking of nails. There's another nail bomb in this. Basically, they're in this room. There's like three of them or four of them, and there's a nail bomb that's going to go off, and they have to get keys inside this glass thing to open up this little. These hatchets in the walls so they can... Not hatchets. I don't know what the word is. In the walls so they can hide in them. But again, it's more of a writing issue than anything because every single one of these holes in the wall, there is easily enough room for like three people in each of them so they could just get one and then all go in the same one. But instead, they get two of them and then leave the last guy out to die because of like... stupidity when they could easily all fit in one. So I think I could survive that. But again, that's the same film as the other one where it's just awful writing. Yeah, I think realistically though, if I was in any of these situations, I would panic too much and die immediately. So none is my actual answer. I don't think I could survive any of them.
Me too.
I mean, not any of them is a bit harsh on yourself.
No, most I'm just them. Being I'm being realistic.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's some I would, but like less than 5%.
Apart from the ones where my life wasn't in danger, like the one where I have to burn my son's toys. Like,
oh yeah, yes, but yeah.
I just get over
like,
it, mate.
You're basically the player. Like you're not in danger. Like once.
Yeah, like the other guy's got pig guts on him. Just
there was the ice one though, wasn't there?
The ice one. Yeah,
that
one
was a bit rigged because when her falls, she can't do anything.
Yeah.
Although that was a lot of them, actually.
Also, in the film, he's just like, this is the witness to your son's death.
He
like,
annoyed
why
me.
Why does she deserve to die?
He annoyed me a lot, actually. He like in that whole like Saw 3 sequence where it's like his son died, so just everyone deserves to die. Like, there was no murderer. There was a manslaughter witness, judge. It was just random people that were kind
and then
of like...
him as well. All that's happened is his son's dead.
Yeah, as soon as he let the first person die, he's a worse person than all of them.
Yeah, and he dies at the end as well. Spoilers for like an 18-year-old film. He dies at the end too, and like it's revealed that his other child, who's like a 6-year-old daughter, is trapped on her own now without parents. What did she do? Her brother died, and her father's taken it badly and has neglected her a little bit. She better die too, I guess.
Yeah, the judge one kind of annoyed me. Like the fact that he actually considered letting him die just because he was a bit shitty about the justice system.
Yeah,
like that's really come on. Like just
to be fair, six months for drunk driving and manslaughter does seem a little low.
Well, I mean, it's either realistic or there was something in it. Yeah. I mean, it was either just film stuff where it was unrealistic, or there was something that made it 6 months.
Definitely that. Yeah.
Maybe he like had like a disability where he didn't realise he was drunk or something. I don't know. Like there must have been something that made it 6 months.
You've been very kind.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying like it wouldn't be 6 months. To be fair, I don't know. I like the look of him. I reckon he'd be fine.
Is
you
the idea?
Do, you won't do it again, will you, fella? No. Okay.
Is the idea in that one? Hang on. Is the guy a judge?
Yeah, the guy is a judge.
The guy's a judge, and he let the guy off on the 6 month driving charge, yeah. Or he right he
gave him 6 months for it.
Right. Okay. Got ya.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Anything burning?
Just my loins.
No. Yeah.
Thank you for coming to the Bring a Met podcast. It's not the worst ending line we've ever had.
No.
Right. Cheers. See you later, fellas and lasses and otherwise.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.